And good evening, everyone. Welcome inside Cape Studios here in downtown Adrian. Saint Sports Weekly, brought to you by Siena Heights University. Jeff Bowman here, along with Coach Fred Smith. And it's a wrestling night tonight, as we've got both men's and women's in here from Siena Heights. We've got head coach Rudy Corpus with us, along with one of his wrestlers, Jesus Aquino Morales. So welcome in, guys.
Thank you for having us.
You're going to have to get closer. You don't want to talk, do you?
No, I'm very like.
That's right. Look at you bringing one that doesn't want to talk, Coach.
Yeah, but, yes.
You got to talk because you had a good weekend. So we'll talk a little bit about that as you guys have started your season off this year already. The women are going to start next weekend. But, Coach, talk a little bit about it. You guys headed down to Corbin, Kentucky for the Pepsi Patriot Open. So,
yeah.
A lot of teams down there you were just talking about.
Yeah, I think there's around like 34, 35 teams down there, so D1 schools, D2 schools, primarily NAIA. We brought about just 30 guys down there, and we had a handful of placers. It's one of the toughest NAIA opener tournaments, so I was very pleased with how we did, and very pleased with this young man next to me, Jesus. He became the first Saint to make it to the finals in this tournament, so it's been very tough. As you know, we've had some good wrestlers here with Randy Fraley and Mazden. All those guys have been to the national tournament, so have never made the finals. So Jesus being the first one to make it to the finals was huge for us, and very proud of him.
Hey, Jesus, what weight do you wrestle at?
I wrestle at 149.
Yeah, so I see we got you got a bye. That's nice.
Yeah, that bye was really nice because it like helps like with my nerves and stuff.
Yeah, I'll bet. I mean, especially because you know, just to get in that big facility,
yeah.
12 mats. That's a, you know, what? How did you do high school wise? Were you a state champ or get to state finals?
No. So my senior year actually like it ended like really I don't know how you say like unceremoniously. I missed weight by like 1 ounce at regionals. I was like top five in the state though.
What a tough break.
And then I made it to state like my junior year.
So what in Ohio? How is it? Where do they do the state finals at there?
I live in Indiana. I live
or
like
Indiana.
Right,
yeah,
next
that's
to
right. open. I mean that's
yeah. It's all
yeah.
One
it's
division.
All one division there. Okay. A little tougher.
But they do it at the they do it at like Gainbridge or I don't know what they call it now.
Oh, in Indy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like, it kind of like reminded me a lot like that. But
okay, that's what you're going to say. So you have experienced something yeah. similar to that then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But yeah, then you get a win over a guy from Midway University, 4-1 fall there, which is nice. And then you get another pin over somebody from Lindsay Wilson. Where is that at?
That's in Kentucky. It's an NAIA school. It's a pretty tough school.
Okay. You're right, it is.
They're top 10 ranked in the country. So
then you get a nice another pin over a guy from Bellarmine. So that's a nice D1 school win.
Yeah.
And then won by decision. Come on. You didn't pin him. But 18-15, that was a heck of a match.
He was tough. He was tough.
Where was he from?
Montevello.
Division 2, yeah.
Yeah, down in Alabama.
So he was showing a little bit what the NAIA can do with the – at these tournaments.
Yeah. Wow, but then you get beat by a guy from Michigan, I see, in the finals.
I know. That one was close, but it was also like a long day.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Just like the small things I need to adjust.
So Southwestern Michigan.
From Dowagiac?
Yeah.
Yeah. Must be tough.
Yeah, that's actually a top JUCO college.
Right.
Okay. Their coach has already been awarded like 2 years in a row for like the top JUCO coach of the year. So they're doing good things over there. But yeah, I mean, tough opponent. A little bit older than these guys, but they're still maturing into the right thing.
Yeah.
He did all the right things, just working on little things that we need to work on.
But a good day, nonetheless. Again, they get to the finals. And so talk a little bit about your journey up here to Adrian, Michigan from down in Indiana.
So mine is like, it's like really weird because like I committed, I didn't meet Rudy until like the summer of like my senior year. Where I was originally committed to Wheeling. It's like a D2 over there in West Virginia. And I, unfortunately, I just like, I was working in the factories and I just didn't really have my priorities straight. So then I was more focused on like making money and stuff. But so I decided like to decommit from my college and just work. And after that, like it took me like a week later and I just started realizing like, nah, I didn't do the right thing. Like I still want to wrestle. This is like what I want to do. I want to go get my degree. And so then something like in my heart told me to like go to Siena Heights, like hit up like the coach that time, which I didn't know was Rudy at that time. I actually met Rudy a year before that at like at a prospect camp. He probably doesn't remember it, but I really liked them there and everything. And so when I had the when I talked to the original coach here, Mary, he told me it's actually Rudy now and everything. So he got me in contact with Rudy, and instantly, like, I was like, yeah, this is where I want to go. And I don't regret it.
Good deal. So what are you studying?
Business administration.
Okay.
So what year are you?
I'm a sophomore.
You are a sophomore. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
So did you get some matches in last year?
Yeah, last year I had a rough like freshman year, like adapting into like the college life and stuff. So I ended up using my red shirt last year. I had a battle getting my grades back up to being up there. Now they're all good and stuff though now too. So
sometimes that's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Sometimes they just need a year or so to mature, right? I see that a lot with college wrestlers is you need a year to mature as you know, incline into from high school to college, right? You got to have a little bit of time to get it used to that. So some guys right away take on to that, and some guys just need a little bit of time.
Well, that's what's nice with opens too sometimes. I mean, you can, you know, maybe be able to get a chance to wrestle a little bit, but still, you know, get acclimated to what's going on at the university and school and classes and getting back into that, you know, that the classroom setting and having to study again and do some of those things, especially
for sure,
like you said,
for sure.
You were kind of, you know, thinking that you weren't going to do it. And so to get back into that mindset. So 149, is that an easy weight for you as far as getting to that and staying at that?
So it's like, so last year I originally wrestled like 132 in high school. And then I got like, then I started getting like bigger and stuff. So originally I came in here going 141 last year. I wrestled a like couple matches at 49. And then this summer, I ended up gaining a lot of weight where I was like wrestling. Like I got up to like 178 at times. So I had to make a descent down to at least walking around like at 160 so where I can get down to a good weight to wrestle at 149. But yeah, I definitely feel I feel it a little bit.
Definitely can't go lower than 49.
Technically, his weight cert says he can.
Yeah. Okay.
But no, I mean, with these guys, I mean, they're smart. You know, we make sure that we're at a certain weight when we start practices on Monday, right, within that 4 or 5% body weight. And then we just make sure they're doing all the right things to get down there, right? Because there's no sense in cutting 10, 12 pounds a day before if you're going to feel like crap the next day. So I'm big stickler. These guys will tell you, you know, if you're at a certain weight, you don't get on the bus, right? Because for me, it doesn't care if you can make the weight, but if you didn't do it correctly all week, you're just going to go out there and not last too long the following day anyway. So the goal is to compete, right? Compete and win, hopefully. So,
yeah, that's not good when you wear yourself out trying to get to that weight to wrestle. Then you're just spent.
Yeah, and very few people understand that. I mean, it's such a tough sport. Like, you actually have to cut weight to make it down there, and then you got to try to fight off some dude ripping your head off, right, for how many times throughout the day. So.
And do you weigh in at the events?
Yeah, typically they do skin checks early in the morning, and we weigh in, and then we get like 2 hours of kind of consuming period where they're working on the tournament, but it's their only 2 hours they get to hydrate, to eat, but we all know if you know a little bit of science about the body, 2 hours before you wrestle is not enough time to get your body hydrated and getting the electrolytes back into your system and all that stuff. So,
because I know a lot of, you know, in high schools a lot of times now too, you can, you know, weigh in, you know, at the school day before and things like that. So
yeah, that's primarily a Michigan thing, actually. Yeah, so you're actually
right, really.
So primarily in Michigan, it's one of the few states left in the country that does like day before weigh-ins, or they have coaches. And not knocking them at all, it's just kind of one of their own things they've kind of done on their own. But if you go down to Ohio and Indiana, a lot of the other states, you're weighing in the day of, the morning of,
and
it's usually like an AT or another coach checking your weight.
Right.
So,
which is always, I mean, when I was in school and my brother wrestled, I didn't have enough discipline to try to worry about weight. But that's why I played basketball, which I was better at anyway. But yeah, they used to always weigh in, because I remember guys, you know, especially on weekend tournaments, just cutting like crazy trying to get ready for that. But, you know, now it is a lot different. So I didn't realize that it was just kind of here.
Yeah, yeah. And back then in the day, like when I was wrestling, you could cut as much weight as you wanted. There was no cert plans back then.
Right.
And then obviously, you know, they started having issues and accidents of people passing away with cutting so much weight. So then mid-2000s, they finally came out with those weight certs in high schools, and they obviously transpired into college. So now, you know, they tell you what you can and cannot lose, and they actually tell you by week.
Right.
You know, like your descent plan is two pounds per week. So this is the minimum you can get to this week, and it's all tracked, so there's no hiding it.
Right, yeah.
So,
as long as you get there before the cert. So, if guys that are playing some of the football guys, sometimes it takes
kind of get screwed over a little bit on that, because they're meant to be big dudes, and then they don't get a chance to get that weight down.
Right.
So.
Either that, or you know, don't certify.
Yeah,
a couple
that's
weeks
true.
In.
Yeah.
I know that happens
yeah.
a little bit too, where a guy, oh, I didn't start the season. Oh, so 3 weeks in, that's when you
yeah,
were 100%. Getting to where
or they'll just wait till the second semester to start competing, right?
Right, so there's a little bit difference in that. But so is that one of the harder things for you, though, is to try to stay at that,
the weight,
that weight?
Yeah, the weight, I feel like battling, like, earlier it was, but like now, like this year, it's actually been a lot different for me. I feel like the weight isn't as much as like a problem for me now. Just like I know, like I have good coaches and stuff, and especially my coaches last year, when my assistant coaches, he kind of helped me out a lot with dieting and knowing what the right things to eat and how to, like, I'm able to keep eating throughout the week,
right?
Even while I'm losing weight, so I feel really good now. But yeah, the weight's definitely like one of the hardest problems.
Is that, as a coach, is that one thing that you kind of find that's a little bit tougher for some of the kids too, is to try to figure that out?
100%. I think it's the toughest part of wrestling when we get guys coming in here is managing their weight, because we expect them to be at a certain weight class, right? When we sit down and recruit these guys, it's a little bit different than most sports, because most sports, I mean, like baseball and stuff, you know, you're looking for a catcher, you're looking for a pitcher, you're not just bringing this guy in to change his mind at the last second. So wrestling's kind of the same thing, right? We're trying to find guys in certain weight classes that we think are going to be successful at that weight coming into here. So some of these guys, you know, they're held to a certain expectation and all that stuff, but we as coaches are very flexible too, right? At the end of the day, especially the freshmen, like, we just want them to have a good freshman year, enjoy it, right? We don't want them hating their lives over it. So
right, but yeah, but when you're recruiting, you're saying, okay, I need to plug
yeah.
and play this way
here,
and
yeah.
all of a sudden you get three guys in and they're all the same weight all of a sudden. It's like, well, that just kind of shot
it
what
does.
I was trying to do.
You're right, right. And we got to be flexible. And we learned to, you know, I've been doing this for many years now. This is, so, you know, we will learn to adjust on the fly and try to figure things out. So there's always guys that come in and surprise you, you know. You got some guys that are walk-ons as well. So, like, it always tends to work out, I think. You
so
know.
Do you have, you know, some dietitian stuff on staff, and, I mean, things like that, that you nutritionists and stuff?
Yeah, we do. We actually have a girl that I went to school with. She went on to become a dietitian, all that stuff. And she's actually followed me from my other schools. So she's kind of local. She lives in Wauseon, so she's always been traveling. And she's been our team nutritionist since day one, 8 years ago when I first started coaching in college. So she does a great job. She sits on the guys one-on-one. She comes up with a whole meal plan with these guys. And then she calls them out, too. I mean, she'll meet with these guys every 2 or 3 weeks and make sure they're on the right path. So
now, can you work with food services on that, too? I mean, does that help to these guys go into the calf and go, okay, this is...
Yeah, I don't think really, because, you know, they're not going to adjust their food plans,
right,
and the way they have things set up just for, you know, 30 guys on a team. So, you know, but these guys have learned. I mean, most of these guys have been doing wrestling their whole life, so they know what they shouldn't and should be eating, you know, just based on their own body. So,
right,
you know, some guys react differently to carbs and protein and all that stuff. So she's just kind of there to help them, lead them on the right path, make sure they're not straying a little bit. But most of these guys know what they're doing for the most part.
What was the biggest adjustment? You said your first year you had to adjust to being in college. Talk about that and what you learned and why things are going better this year.
I think my biggest adjustment was, like, my mentality going in, and just, like, the culture that we had at Siena Heights, like, for the team. I feel like it's changed, like, dramatically. We went in there, and a lot of us were, like, kind of, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, we were, like, we didn't, like, really believe in ourselves and stuff. And, like, Rudy kind of, like, put it in our minds, like, no, we should be, like, we should be winning. We should be believing in ourselves. Like, there's no reason for us to not have goals and stuff and not want to get better every day. And I feel like that's one of the biggest things, but it's also, like, who I surrounded myself with my first year of, like, college, and how I treated my body, the stuff I did, like, bad stuff, good stuff, balancing. Those were, like, that's, like, the biggest thing. I think balance is, like, the biggest thing.
Right. How about academically? You know, it's a lot different colleges. You
yeah.
know, nobody's telling you got to be there, but and you may have one day where you only have one class. So how'd that work out for you? And how's it? Seems like you say it's doing better.
Yeah. So when I first got here, I didn't know how to balance. I was terrible at, like, of balancing, like, my school and my free time and wrestling, like, all three of it. Like, I didn't have my priorities straight, so I was more focused on having fun than doing my schoolwork. And so, yeah, that's actually the reason why I redshirted, was because I didn't know how to balance my first semester. But after that, I mean, I got right to it. It kind of straightened me out, and I got, like, right on my books and stuff.
Coach, could you see his potential, and how did that – talk about that journey.
Yeah, when I brought him in, I think he knew I believed in him on day one. And I actually got him a job in the weight room with me. it was, I knew schoolwork might be an issue, and a lot of the guys that I felt like they, you know, have a lot of good potential, but schoolwork wasn't their thing. Maybe in high school, he'll tell you that I put those guys right in front of my office for 4 hours, three times a week, and made sure that their schoolwork was done. And they'll tell you the guys that struggled in high school, you know, by the end of the last year, they definitely excelled in their schoolwork. You know, what people might not know, I mean, it's not 3.9s or 3.8s, but it's 3 points, right? And they're getting all, they're way better now than they ever were before. So I think it just takes a few people to, you know, help these guys out, get them on the right path. And I do care about these guys a lot. So to me, it's not just about athletics. I tell these guys all the time, academically, it's probably the most important thing out of being here in Siena and wrestling in general, is you got to be able to do both. You can't just come here and be a wrestler and not do the schoolwork. Because if you don't do the schoolwork, you don't get to do the other part. So, yeah. And these guys know I'm pretty tough on them when it comes to grades and getting stuff on point, because at the end of the day, the main goal is to graduate with that shiny piece of paper, right? So, because at the end of the day, wrestling has to be done eventually, and I want these guys to go on, be good people, get good jobs, and continue on whatever I teach them, maybe to help out somebody else in the future. So, and I think it's a good culture that we've built here, and that's what we're doing.
Again, you're listening to Saint Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com, with Coach Rudy Corpus and also Jesus Aquino Morales. And Jesus, going back to, you know, one thing that Coach asked a little bit about was, you know, the adjustment. How was it on the mat? And even in to this year, now with your first your open, what were some of the biggest challenges that you've seen from being a high school wrestler to now wrestling at Siena Heights?
These guys are grown men. These guys, these are some grown men out there. I think that's like a, just realizing that there's like a, that like all these, because back in high school, I mean, a lot of those kids and stuff, they didn't like obsess with the sport. But now that we're in college and stuff, like, to be like a wrestler and like to be where, like to be successful and stuff, you have to be obsessed with it. And so like these good guys out there, they're like, they're doing all the right, they're doing all the same things I'm doing. So it's, I think I got it in my mentality this year, is just like, I gotta like just keep going, like go harder, like try to be better every day.
Yeah. But, well, and that, yeah, as you said, I mean, you get some guys that are, you know, fourth year, fifth year guys, yeah. And you know, when they're in their mid 20s,
yeah, they get a little bit of that man strength, right? It does 18, help. It matures a little bit, yeah.
That is that's a big change, that's for sure. But so, you know, what are some of your goals for this year to finish out?
Definitely All American. I really want All American this year, and I believe I can. I see a lot of our guys on our team All Americaning. We have really good coaches, and we're all pushing ourselves every day. So it's definitely All American. I want All American.
So, go ahead, you know.
No, I agree with that. He's right. I mean, these guys are pushing each other hard every single day, and we got a lot of guys that have bought in and they're trying to push themselves to the next level. So, I agree. I think we're gonna have way more national qualifiers than we've ever had, and some All Americans on the stand this year. So,
again. You had a nice runner-up finish. Talk about some of the other guys that were down there and some, you know, good things that happened, or some things where you go, okay, we know where you're at and what you got to work on.
Yeah, the good thing about the Open is it teaches us, or we can practice as much as in the room. We can talk about all the things that we need to work on, but the Open really, that first Open really tells us what we really need to work on, right? I mean, it's different when these guys wrestle each other at the inner squad, and they wrestle each other every single day, so they kind of know what they're doing. So it's really hard to grasp on, like, what do we really need to work on, right? Other than, like, what did they try to avoid, because they're best friends who they're wrestling with, and they wrestle that guy every single day for 3 hours, 2 hours a day. So I'm really pleased with how we did this weekend, but there are plenty of things that we need to work on that, you know, that if we fix them, we're gonna be good. And like I said, not just Jesus, but other guys did really well too. You know, we had another sophomore, Grant Richardson. He's a transfer. Came in and he did really, really well.
He finished fourth, and he also won four matches.
Yeah, yeah. He took 2 years off. So this is he's an Evergreen local kid.
No, oh wow. Kid.
Yeah, yeah. So Evergreen local kid, took some time off. I convinced him he was really good. He was like their first state placer in 10, 15 years. Got him to come over here, and he's been having a fun time and catching on. And
what
doing all
weight
the right
is Grant at?
He's at 184. Wow. Yeah, he's a big tree. He really is. He's like 6 foot four or something.
Oh, wow.
It's insane, yeah. And he's doing really, really well. And then we had another freshman, Jeffrey Blair, heavyweight. You know, we lost Mazden last year, right, on the transfer, but, you know, we brought in another great heavyweight, and he got third this year, our third at the Patriot Open, and he only lost to a guy that's really, really well. So, I mean, the guy that eventually winning it. So, I mean, we're doing all the right things. You know, it's just just dialing things in for the next tournament in a couple weeks.
Well, and I see, you know, some of that too. Indiana Tech, I'm looking at Jeff's, you know, Indiana Tech, yeah, you know, also beat somebody from Lord. So you saw a little bit of some of the WAC
conference
guys.
Yeah, for sure. We saw a bunch of those guys down there. I think almost everybody in the WAC was there.
Okay.
At the Pepsi Open. So
looking at that, forward to your season, what are you thinking about when it comes to conference?
I'm not too worried about conference right now. I mean, we're actually going to see a lot of those guys on the 21st. We have the first ever WAC duels. So we'll actually wrestle a bunch of teams in the same day. So so I guess we'll kind of figure out where we're standing with there. We're going to wrestle Marion. Oh, no, I'm sorry, not Marion. We're going to wrestle Cleary, Lords, Defiance, and Indiana Tech that day. So some tough matches. So we'll see where we're at in 3 weeks from now, 2 weeks from now, I guess. So
the November 21st.
Yeah, November 21st, yeah.
And where's that at, Coach?
That's going to be at Defiance College. They're hosting
that
duel.
Yeah, right down
the road. Yeah, okay. So not too far at all from here.
Yeah, that's nice.
But everybody in the WAC will be there. It's just that we're kind of all intermingling round robin squads.
Okay, so you're not
wrestling. So the most we're going to get is four matches, but not everybody's going to wrestle each other that day.
Right. Okay. It's just a way of it's a good thing.
Yeah, they just want to use it to kind of free up the schedule, because there's a lot of times where we can't go to a tournament or we can't go to an open or something going on because we have to get the mandatory conference duels in, and this kind of helps free up our schedule a little bit.
So the nice thing about that too is even if you're not wrestling against somebody, you can see some guys live.
And for sure, 100%.
That's always big.
Yep.
You can watch film, you can, you know, see this, but when you see them in person, it's a different animal.
Yeah, and it helps us take some notes too, right? Yeah. To be ready for the conference duels. So,
well, good deal. Well, we're gonna take a quick time out. We're gonna get the girls in here a little bit and chat with them, and then maybe we can finish up a little bit about you know, what's going on with the wrestling kind of overall that you're here too. So we'll take a quick time out. And we'll talk a little bit more Siena Heights Wrestling right here on Saint Sports Weekly, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Siena Heights University meets you where you are with its online bachelor and master's programs. Starting fresh, have some credits. Our online program is designed for flexibility, convenience, and effectiveness. Our 7-week sessions make it easy to get started at any point in the year. And what makes our program truly special is that your work experience could translate to credit. Enroll now and be on your way when classes start in January. Learn more at sienaheights.edu.
Looking to move your career forward? By going back to school, you're investing in your future, and Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan wants to help you. We know you're busy. From raising a family to building a career, you may not have much free time available. From associates to bachelor's to master's degrees, our classes are designed so you can work and manage home life while earning your degree. Let Siena Heights University help you take the next step. Learn more at sienaheights.edu. Again, that's sienaheights.edu. Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan offers online bachelor's and master's programs designed to fit your busy schedule. The online MBA program is available to students with degrees in various disciplines and does not require the GRE or GMAT testing for admissions. Designed to be flexible, convenient, and focused on ethical and sustainable business practices. Learn more at sienaheights.edu. Again, that's sienaheights.edu.
And welcome back into Saint Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman, Coach Fred Smith here with us. Siena Heights University, you have an announcement to make, Fred. Got an email from Ashley. But going on for the football game coming up the last season. So thank you to Lenawee County. Siena Heights grateful for your support and community spirit throughout the years. Join them on Saturday, November 15th at the noon for the last Siena Heights football game. The first 1,000 fans with a Lenawee County address will receive free admission to the game. Come out, cheer loud, celebrate Siena Heights' legacy. This lens for you, Lenaway. So November 15th, the last home game. That's against Indiana Wesleyan.
Yeah, at O'Loughlin Stadium in Wesleyan. Yep. You know, it could. You know, it's going to be a big game. I mean, they're
these last
on top
two games
of our league. We're
tough.
Both tied right now, but we got Taylor this Saturday. Yep. It's going to be a great football game.
So yeah, so if you're got a Lenaway County address, come on out and you can get in free for the first 1,000 people with Lenaway County address. But now we move into the women's wrestling program, and we've got an old hat. Lillian Rusink is. She's done this before, and so she knows how to talk. And we're going to have to get Emily Eakins on here and try to get her to move that a little closer.
There you go.
You can move it closer than that. It's not going to bite you. It won't hurt you. But so since we've already talked to Lillian, we're going to talk with you to start off. So you're from Grafton, Ohio, and that's Cleveland area?
Yep.
Okay. So... How did you make your way from Midview High School to Siena Heights?
Well, it's actually kind of a funny story. I wasn't actually sure about going to college in the beginning. I was like, yes and no. And then I finally decided to go, but I had no idea where I was going to go. And then Siena Heights actually popped up on my Instagram, and I checked it out, and I was like, this is everything I want to do. So I visited, and I realized I really like it here, so now I'm here.
Isn't algorithms is an amazing thing, isn't it? You think about something, and it pops up. So,
what were some of the things that you liked about Siena or that you were interested in that Siena offered?
Well, besides wrestling, I love it. I'm also a really big music geek.
Okay.
So, and they had both marching band and choir, and I found out I can actually get into it without an audition, so it was less stressful on my end.
So you've had a music background down at your high school. That's awesome. Good.
So are you in the marching band then, too?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
What do you play?
I currently play trumpet.
Great. That's awesome.
So here, so you know this very well. It's an old hat thing, right? But an interesting thing is, and Fred knows, before football came to Siena Heights University, they didn't have that song.
No, we had no school
That's what
song.
Is it? It's actually called the, is it the Victory March?
Yeah.
It's not the fight song.
They didn't, yeah.
The sisters didn't want to use that word, so it's.
I coached 30 years, and we had no song whatsoever. Sometimes some of our kids would sing when the Saints go marching in on the bus or something, but.
Yeah, so we have an alumni spotlight once in a while, and we'll play that song, and some of the people that were here before, they had no idea that there was a song, so it's kind of neat. So so do you play trumpet? Do you play other instruments as well?
I do. I'm not very good at all of them, but another one of my main instruments is clarinet.
Okay. All right. So you're in choir also then?
Yes,
you
I
got
am.
To be in both? Okay. So did you do anything at the theater as well, or you're just be in plays, or you're just singing in the choir and doing the band?
Just choir and band.
Okay. So how long have you been wrestling?
Now, 3 years.
Okay. How did you get involved in it?
Well, I was first, like, I watched match. I used to watch the old matches, like, videos, because I never got the chance to actually go to the actual matches. And then eventually I wanted to start working with it. So I actually talked to one of the girls who was on my old team before she graduated and to get more information about it. I mean, my team at my high school started my junior year.
Okay.
But I was also involved my sophomore year by, like, recording and whatever. But when my junior year is when it actually started. It actually started with three girls, me being one of them.
Okay.
And then my... Senior year, there were six people.
Did you wrestle against guys, too, or was it strictly just the girls wrestling?
It was just girls.
Okay. So that's interesting, though. I mean, so 2 years of high school and three to six and then come to college from that. So that's awesome. Is that something, you know, after this year, is it something you want to still pursue, or are you just going to go to school to do some of your other interests?
I want to continue wrestling. I really like wrestling. I'm not the strongest wrestler, in my opinion, but I am willing to learn and put in the effort to get better.
Okay, well, I'm going to move over to Lillian on that because she sees you every day probably in practice. So
yes, I do.
Is she right on that?
She is. I think everyone on our team, I think everyone on the team has a very big heart, and they all put in a ton of effort. I see them every single day just working their butts off. And she does great. I mean, every time she doesn't understand something, our coach will help her out, and she gets it down so easily. It's incredible. I'm excited to see her wrestle this year.
So what time of day do you guys practice?
So we do our evening practices from 4 to 6 p.m., but we also do morning conditioning twice a week.
So how's that been, Emily, as an adjustment to college? It sounds like you're pretty busy.
It can be a really big adjustment, and I do not like waking up in the morning. I am not a morning person at all. So that was definitely the first adjustment. But then normal times for practicing for, like, high school, it's just a completely different kind of, like, style, which I'm still new to, so it's a big transition.
Well, how are classes going for you? I mean, what the adjustment from high school to college for that?
Personally, I think college classes are a lot better than high school because I actually want to do what I'm doing. So I'm actually interested in actually doing the class compared to before. I didn't want to do anything, but I did my work.
But now you can take something that you're interested in, so it's easier for you on that level because it's something that you want to get better at.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, good. Good. So what are you going to major in?
My major is social work, but I also have a minor in music.
Okay. Social work's great. My daughter actually has her master's in social work and works at Catherine Cobb, so that's a great profession to get into. Is that something, how did you think about social work? Is that something that you've been thinking about prior or have an experience with that?
I have no further experience, but I did go to the social worker in my high school because I did struggle with my mental health a lot throughout my years of high school. She actually is the person who inspired me to actually want to become a social worker.
Awesome. That's great. That's the nice thing. So you got somebody that you can probably have as a little bit of a mentor. You can, you know, ask some questions. Or have you talked with her since you've been here?
Yes, I have. I actually interviewed her for one of my assignments.
That's great.
So, you know, what you talked about a minute ago, Emily, is very interesting because it was similar to me. We call it like you kind of cross the bridge from like taking classes and then really learning something as opposed to just, I take the class. Now, college, you're learning, and I think that's great to hear. So talk about this weekend. You guys open this weekend over at Adrian College, and they have a duels one day and then an open tournament the next. Can either of you talk about what's going on?
Yeah, so this Saturday we're going to start out wrestling a handful of duels.
Gotcha.
Yep, and then the next day, Sunday, everyone's going to wrestle in their individual weight classes.
Gotcha.
We'll probably double up a little bit, so there might be some competition between some girls on the team, but everyone will get a chance to wrestle.
Great.
And hopefully we see some good results.
So, Emily, what weight are you wrestling at?
I'm wrestling at 160.
160. And Lillian, what were you again? You're
hoping for 131.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're getting there.
Yeah. Well, that's that dietitian stuff and all those fun things, right? Trying to get to that weight. And I know it's not an easy thing, that's for sure. So expectations for you this weekend? I mean, what are you hoping for?
I'm hoping to improve because I do struggle, as I said before, but I do want to get at least a close to a win or a win.
Yeah. Well, it's something to shoot for, that's for sure. Lillian, I know, you know, you've got a little bit more experience, and what are your thoughts for this weekend? Do you know any of the people that you're going to be wrestling against?
So I'm personally not competing this weekend.
Oh, aren't you? Okay.
No, but I'm still going to be there supporting everyone. And I can tell you, for all of our team, this will be their first experience on the mat this season. So it's mainly just to get the jitters out, get them a good experience, especially for our freshmen.
Right.
Get them to understand what a college competition is like and to fully start to understand the rules of freestyle, because that can be a big learning curve. But I do know a lot of the competition that we will be seeing, and so I got some people to look out for.
There you go. All right. You can be a little coach on the side, too.
Yeah. Matt Boss, the recording, and
okay.
Taking the book, coaching. Yeah. I got it all.
That's good. That's good. You need those. Are you finding, Emily, some girls like that really want to help you out and you know, get you to be a better wrestler?
Actually, yes. I've been practicing with one of my really good friends. Her name is Cadence
Wallace.
There we go. Thank you. She's really been pushing me to my highest extent. And then when I do something wrong, she does show me how to do it the right way, which is a really big help for me.
Yeah. Well, you have to have that. That's for sure. And Coach Ames, what are you, is he kind of a good guy to have around?
He's a good guy. I do learn really well from him. He does scare me a little bit, I'm not going to lie.
But is he kind of scary on the mat?
A little bit, but he's a very good coach. He wakes us up at 5 a.m. every morning with a motivational text and go get him attitude, and we always give him our best.
Good for George. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. But this is, again, so interesting year. Again, you know, coming in, the schedule coming up early. And then when do you got Albion after that and then Indiana Tech. How many schools are in? So you're in the Mid-States for the on the women's side, Mid-States Conference I'm looking at?
We are technically in both, I believe. But, yeah, we mainly compete in the
Okay, because I'm looking
conference.
At, yeah, we got Rochester, Alma, but mm-hmm. so
yep.
Indiana Tech, so not a lot of the WAC schools there. Yeah. I know Lourdes, do they still have the women's program?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
One of our wrestlers that we've had transferred there, so we know her.
Okay.
We'll be watching for her.
Be an interesting year, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. So when are you going to get on the mat then, so you're not wrestling this weekend?
I'm not wrestling this weekend. Right now I have a very big focus on school and trying to graduate early.
Okay.
So I'm taking 25 credits right now.
Holy
shit. It is a lot. So I've got a real big focus on that. Next semester I will be competing a lot more.
Okay.
I hope to get on the mat a few times this semester, but I should be fully there next semester once I've officially accepted some positions and have my grades.
Okay.
All A's.
And what are you going to get your degree in?
Environmental science.
Okay, that's
so,
right.
So, yeah, I'm going to grad school, so hopefully.
You haven't figured that out yet? I mean, where? Do you know?
So, it's funny you ask. I've done a few interviews this past week. I got, not accepted, I got permission from a potential mentor to go and apply at the University of Texas Arlington.
Oh, wow.
Which is a very promising thing, which I'm most likely think I'll end up there. It's a very good school.
Yeah, so. Great. Mm-hmm. So what do you want to do with that?
Once I get my PhD, I'm hoping to go into some sort of government work with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service or the National Park Service. I'm also open to being a professor, but I like the hands-on stuff more than the meetings, and
right.
That's a lot of what being a professor is. So, but I'll still have 2 years of eligibility left once I go through that. So.
Oh, yeah, nice. There you go. So you're still thinking that ahead then.
There's always a possibility, yeah. There, I might hop on the mat.
That's great. That's great. Well, ladies, I appreciate your time. And, you know, Emily, good luck with your first meet this weekend at Siena Heights. So have fun with that. And, again, Lillian, appreciate your time again. And good luck with moving ahead. And hopefully you get to get that spot you want to get to.
Of course. Thank you both.
All right. We'll take a time out. We'll get Rudy back in here and talk a little bit more about the overall teams here at Siena Heights University. We'll get back on Saints Sports Weekly here at 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan offers online bachelor's and master's programs designed to fit your busy schedule. The online MBA program is available to students with degrees in various disciplines and does not require the GRE or GMAT testing for admissions. Designed to be flexible, convenient, and focused on ethical and sustainable business practices. Learn more at sienaheights.edu. Again, that's sienaheights.edu.
Good.
Looking to move your career forward? By going back to school, you're investing in your future, and Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan wants to help you. We know you're busy. From raising a family to building a career, you may not have much free time available. From associates to bachelor's to master's degrees, our classes are designed so you can work and manage home life while earning your degree. Let Siena Heights University help you take the next step. Learn more at sienaheights.edu. Again, that's sienaheights.edu.
announcement hit July.
Siena Heights University meets you where you are with its online bachelor and master's programs. Starting fresh, have some credits. Our online program is designed for flexibility, convenience, and effectiveness. Yeah. Our 7-week sessions make it easy to get started at any point in the year. And what makes our program truly special is that your work experience could translate to credit. Enroll now and be on your way when classes start in January. Learn more at sienaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University in Adrian, Michigan offers online bachelor's and master's programs designed to fit your busy schedule. The online MBA program is available to students with degrees in various disciplines and does not require the GRE or GMAT testing for admissions. Designed to be flexible, convenient, and focused on ethical and sustainable business practices. Learn more at sienaheights.edu. Again, that's sienaheights.edu.
And welcome back in the Cave Studios. Jeff Bowman, Fred Smith with you here tonight, talking a little men's wrestling. Don't forget November 15th, the last home football game against Indiana Wesleyan, and the first 1,000 people that show up with a Lenawee County address get a chance to get in free. So make sure you get to Laughlin for the final football game in the history of Siena Heights, and hopefully it'll be a really meaningful game. I get a tough one this week with Taylor, and then moving on to Indiana Wesleyan. So a good year so far. And so Coach Rudy Corpus back in with us again. And Rudy, talk about some of the other guys this weekend down at Pepsi. Who did somebody kind of step up and go, wow, that was, I liked the way they wrestled this weekend. Was there some of those kind of wake-up calls for some of the guys?
I think it was a lot of the freshmen, right, and the sophomores stepped up, and they didn't know better, so they just kind of went into this weekend like, hey, I've been training for the last 2 months for this. I'm just going to go and leave it all on the mat, and they did. They had no idea what to expect, and those guys wrestled like you would think they were juniors or seniors by the way they wrestled. A lot of maturity, a lot of experience, and really proud of how they wrestled. Some of our older guys are still, we were a little banged up. Some of the guys were banged up and cutting some weight. The first tournament's always kind of tough. So, there's a lot of improvement we need to do. We'll get there. You know what I mean? We'll get there. So I'm not too worried about the first tournament because it's a long, we're wrestling till March. So I always say it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Right.
So, we learn to take our losses as positives with feedback and learning experience, and then we move forward from there. So,
and it is always nice just to get that under your belt, especially, again, as you said, some of those, young guys seeing what it's like. And, as Jesus said, that, some of these guys are men, to wrestle to that level. And like you said, too, that, when you get to this college level, they're wrestling for a reason. Sometimes in high school, you're there with your buds, you're a football player, but hey, I want to wrestle with my friends. And, so you get the guys that are pretty good, but not those guys that are just, mat rats. And now you're at this level of everybody is there for a reason. And so it does make it a little bit different when that competition level steps up like it does.
For sure, right? And like in the NEI, most of these guys that are wrestling in NEI have some type of scholarship, right, funding their college education. So they take it pretty seriously. This isn't just I'm joining the team to just be part of the team. Like you said, it's guys that are here for a reason. And most of these guys are obsessed with the sport. They live it. They breathe it. It is their life. So the competition's real, really tough here.
Coach, I've, been in kind of awe since you've taken the job of what you've built in such a short time. I mean, I look at this roster, and I think there's almost 40 people on that roster, I think.
Yeah.
And you were telling a story to us that I'm going to ask you to repeat of how you had over 40 guys committed to come to Siena, and then we got the, you know, the tough news, and you lost half of them. But still, to have this big a squad, you know, I mean, on one hand, it's, I know you're doing everything you can for your wrestlers and this and that, but I really think you had a chance to make us a wrestling power.
Yeah, and I agree with that. If you look at, I think I kind of shot myself in the foot a little bit when we started getting all these commits coming through because I was posting them on Instagram like everybody does, right? And that was kind of what gave all the other coaches when that announcement was made. We had 44 incoming freshmen signed and committed with deposits. And when that announcement was made, it was quick for other schools to click on our Instagram page. And I didn't even think about it. And they went through and started contacting everyone that was on the committed page.
Cherry picking.
Yeah, yeah. And it, I mean, you know, it is what it is, right? It's a dog-eat-dog world. So, you know, no fault to that. But, you know, we did end up keeping still 22 guys for incoming freshmen, which is still a pretty large class.
That's
but
amazing.
The goal was to have, you know, I was very excited to have 60 guys on the team. And I think we would have had given us another year or so, we would have been a powerhouse. We were building all the right things. We had a handful of state champions coming in from other states and placers and finalists. I mean, we were doing all the right things. It's just, you know, time wasn't on our side. So, but, you know, we can't go back and change that. So I always say we can't change the variables. So, I mean, just keep focusing on what we can this year. Make sure these guys have a great year this year.
Yeah, it sounds like you're off to a great start. I mean, man, this meet that you did this weekend was amazing. And then you're going right to another one out in Des Moines.
Yeah, yeah. Grandview and Pepsi Open, probably one of the two toughest tournaments in NAIA wrestling, because anyone that's in NAIA, whether on the East Coast or West Coast, you're wrestling there. So a lot of ranked teams, a lot of ranked opponents. Definitely puts you in a good perspective of where you should be at after these weekends.
And then you kind of start the individual part of your season or the team part of your season on the 21st?
Correct, yeah. We're going to have the first ever WAC duels, which is really exciting because it allows me to put other guys that maybe wouldn't start all the time, right? We're going to just allow some guys to wrestle. The goal is to win every match, but they also, with this being our last year, my goal is to showcase these guys.
Showcase the guys.
Yeah, I want to be able to showcase their talents to other schools, you know, in the WAC conference, you know, so other guys know, like, hey, you know, they might have been on the radar before, but they get to see these guys wrestle, and they say, hey, this guy might be a good fit here. You know what I mean? So it's not me being selfish. It's, you know, I know I got to be able to find them a home after this year. So that's one of my main responsibilities. I think I owe these guys.
Well, and I'm looking at, you know, just from this past weekend, you know, with Jesus, you know, finishing second, but then you had another guy at 49 grab it that was 3-2, and you had another person at 4-9 with 1-2. So, I mean, you know, you got three guys right there at 149 that did well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's, they're doing all the right things, right? And those guys are guys that work hard every single day in the room. Like, you have to sometimes grab them by the shoulder and say, hey, slow down a little bit, right? Let's focus a little bit more on the technique. But they're workhorses, so gets a little crazy in that room sometimes. But, I mean, we're doing all the right things. They're doing all the right things. And I'm sad because, you know, most of those guys are freshmen and sophomores. So I think, you know, you would have had another two more years. I mean, I can't imagine where those guys would be head above others. You know, like you said, moving forward, my main thing is to make sure these guys have a great year this year, and then I can help them find a good home for next year.
Well, you know, at this WAC meet, you already named, I think we're wrestling four teams that day.
Yeah.
Or that over two
Yeah,
days.
We'll wrestle. No, it's over one day, so it's going to be a really busy day because it's a very tiring day. You know, we'll weigh in, I think, at noon. We start wrestling at 1. So we get 1 hour weigh-ins. Typically, it's 2 hour weigh-ins, but at the end of the day, we don't make that. It's the host school that makes that decision. So
you're done at Defiance.
Yeah. So at 1 o'clock, we're gonna wrestle. We're gonna wrestle Defiance. We're gonna wrestle Lords. We're gonna wrestle Cleary, and we're gonna wrestle Indiana Tech. So four tough dual matches, and we'll be able to learn a lot about ourselves after that day. So pretty exciting.
And you know, when we talk to Jesus, his goal, like a lot of they want to become All Americans.
Yeah.
And that is, like you said, it's a journey. So
correct.
It's not done in 1 weekend. It's done over the course of the year. And you almost build your own, your own resume type thing for All-American. Talk about that, how that's done.
Yeah, a lot of those guys, you know, wrestling, just like in high school and all this, if you want to get good, you just don't do it in the wrestling season, right? And that's for any sport, I think. You got to spend time in the offseason to perfect your technique, whether it's baseball, wrestling, football, and get better at what you're not good at. I always tell these guys, like, you have to be uncomfortable or you have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable, right? You may not be good at bottom. You may not be good at takedowns. You may not be good on top, but you need to perfect those in order for you to be a better wrestler. And that's what those guys did. A lot of those guys stayed behind and they joined clubs and they wrestled all summer. And now that's showing out this year. You can make a, you can see the huge improvement from last year to this year.
And so throughout the year, if Jesus, I mean, you know, he has to, I don't know what the, certainly if I remember it correctly, when we talked at the WEC, winter preseason thing at Aubrey's, if you win the league championships,
that guarantees you a spot to the national tournament.
Or is there there's a ranking or something?
Yeah, so every couple of weeks, the NAIA releases what they call their rankings, and they rank schools in the top 25, but then they also do individual rankings in the top 25 for each weight class.
That's what I'm...
Yeah, and the goal is just to get on that ranking. It really is, because if you can get on the ranking, you earn your conference a spot for the national tournament. So if you have, gotcha. For example, in Jesus' weight class at 149, if him and two other guys in the conference are ranked, that guarantees us three spots to the national tournament. So... That's what we're looking for, is trying to grab as many of those nominations or gotcha. Spots available that we can. That way we have a better opportunity of making it to the national tournament.
Go ahead.
I just want to – that ranking is key. Who – is it a committee of coaches who does that, or who does that ranking?
Yeah, correct. There's a whole oversight committee. There's a whole board. And actually the national oversight guy that actually is this year for the first year is Pompey. He's actually the head coach over at Indiana Tech. So – he's done a great job with everything he's been doing. So we're just hoping that, you know, we can get a little bit of love on our side, right, and get some of our guys right. ranked after this weekend and the next following weekend. So.
And, you know, the ranking, having been part of the NAI a long time, even after I stopped coaching, one of my thankless jobs, Jeff, was I was on the NAI Division II National Oversight Committee. And what we had to do is we had to pore over everyone's ratings to see if they were, you know what I mean, gerrymandering, I mean? So then we'd have to, so-and-so, last week you rated them here, and they lost to, and now you're rating them here. And so it's a thankless job, but it's an important job with a lot of integrity involved.
Correct.
Especially in getting those top 25.
Yeah, it's our job as coaches. So how we do it here and I think at the WAC, and I think it's really good. I think most of the other conferences do is that every Sunday we have to fill out a spreadsheet with all of our wrestlers. And we put in their wins and losses, notable wins, notable losses, all that stuff. And then our WAC conference guy, which is Steve Bradley out there in Marion, sends it out to the national committee. And they kind of look over and say, all right, your guy had enough wins or good wins, and it's a point system, right? And we think he should be ranked in the top 25, and then that's how you get your ranking. So a little bit of political on the side on things,
but it is.
At the end of the day, you just got to make sure you're doing a good job as a coach of filling out that spreadsheet as good as possible with much detail. That makes sure your guys are being noticed.
So looking at your roster with guys in, do you have any holes, or are you pretty set at every weight class?
No, we're pretty set at every weight class. I think we're two or three deep in most weight classes, so which is a huge difference from last year when we had, you know, one guy or two guys if we were lucky, you know. So, I mean, we're definitely way better positioned this year than we were last year.
Yeah, it's nothing worse than going into a meet and you got to avoid something.
Correct. Yeah. 100%.
You know, you don't you live down in Ohio, Coach?
I do. I live in Napoleon, so it's about an hour commute.
Yeah,
here.
I was just down in Defiant, so I went by.
Yeah,
right through Napoleon. So talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I commute every day, an hour back and forth. You know, and we don't practice till 6 o'clock at night, so it's not a big deal if I'm not on campus all day, right? And most of you guys know how to get a hold of me. I do own a few businesses. We own some gyms all throughout the state and in Indiana.
Great.
So,
well, that's what I was just going to ask about. I was reading your bio. You got, what is it, Takedown Sports Nutrition?
And we also own a gym called Iron Heroes Gym. We own, we're going on five locations now.
Gosh.
So just been a little bit of an entrepreneur my whole life. And kind of just been capitalizing on that. So
those fitness facilities, or
they're full size gyms that people pay to get memberships and to work out.
Okay,
they got everything you need, 24-hour fitness centers. So, kind of just little things I've been working on since I've been younger. So
where are you from originally?
Wauseon, not too far from here at all.
Okay,
yeah. So That is now a powerhouse program in Ohio.
Yeah, it is. Division two.
Yeah, we've won state championships multiple times, state runner-ups. We have a lot of guys that gone on to wrestle D1. My head coach, which was Mike Ritter, I was there for his very first year. I was actually his first state placer in the school, and I think it was almost 15 years the school had gone blank without
that
even a state
qualifier.
So,
wow.
Great coach. And then one of their coaches, which is Coach Torres, he's actually my cousin, so he's actually joined us this year. His son is here and transferred in.
Okay.
From Milwaukee School of Engineering to wrestle his last year with me here. So his dad, which is my cousin, has joined the coaching staff as well. So it's exciting. It's a fun year. I'm loving how the year is going this year.
So do you have a place down there like where you train wrestlers and that too, or is it strictly just fitness gyms?
No, it's just strictly fitness gyms. I mean, with college wrestling, it takes a lot of time as it is with trying to, you know, not babysitting these 30 or 40 guys, but – you know, they all are pretty needy here at this age, so just making sure these guys are well taken care of. And then also, I have little ones at home, so when I get home, I got to be a dad too. So it's just learning to balance and juggle everything without making everybody upset.
I didn't know, you know, like around here, you know, like, you know, with the machine shop and stuff. And
yeah.
You know, you've got some of those things.
Yeah, we have a club down in Wauseon, Tomahawk Wrestling and Empire, but with being here during those times that those are going on, it's just not possible, so...
Well, again, you got you know, a good thing going. I know it's tough, but you know, at least for you, you know, your job is to find these guys a place to go, and you know, it sounds like you're not going to be lacking of things to do with your own businesses and stuff. But you know, obviously, your goal is probably to be back coaching somewhere again.
Yeah, I've had a few schools reach out.
I bet.
Yeah, I've had a few schools reach out. It's just trying to make the right decision. You know, the wife says, "Hey, it's time to take it." A year or two off. You got kids at home that you need to.
How many children do you have?
I have three. I have a 14-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 6-year-old. So,
wow.
And the 14-year-old wrestles. So, I mean, she might be right. It might be time to take a little bit of time to kind of focus on their life going forward. And then, you know, coaching's always going to be around.
Yeah.
So,
what I know you mentioned we're going to be home a couple days. I just want to make sure we do a good job of promoting that on the Cave and whatnot. So I know they're later in the year. We have a couple duels.
Yeah. Yeah. We actually have, we'll have two home duels this year. We'll have on December 3rd, we will wrestle Cornerstone here at home. And I'm hoping that'll become that's our Halo night.
Oh, okay.
And then on January 29th, we wrestle Rochester.
Great.
And that will be our senior night.
Good.
And you got, how many seniors do you have?
We only have two this year.
Okay.
Yeah, two this year. So still a young team.
Yeah, and that's who we got. Is it Brandon?
Brandon Rao. You know, Randy Fraley came back. Yes. He actually graduated last year, so he's a grad student technically this year. Then Joseph Cleaver Joseph.
Okay.
So
probably one of the first when we did Saint Sports Weekly, we had Brandon and
sure
Randy
did.
Were
our
first two wrestling guests.
Isn't that
here.
Crazy how so time flies?
It is. I said when Brandon walked in to Aubrey's, I'm like, okay, you look very familiar, but with that hair and beard, you've definitely...
He's kind of matured a little bit, right, in the face.
He's grown up the first time you walked in here, and you know, but you know, knowing him from, you know, from Tecumseh and following, you know, the local wrestling and that too. So it's really fun to see these kids mature, and that's one of the things that's been nice about this show is besides doing some of the alumni that Fred and I have done, but watching some of the athletes grow from the few years we've done this show. And so it's been nice to see, you know, how these young student athletes have matured and gotten better. But again, you know, Rudy, you've done a great job here in the couple of years and, you know, good luck in finishing this thing out.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you guys.
Yeah, it'll be exciting watching how your team's doing.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
So good luck. And especially have some fun out in Grandview. I know that's always...
Yeah. Not a lot out there, but we'll make something out of nothing.
Des Moines, but...
Hopefully you got a Topgolf or something we can go to.
Yeah, but I mean, just the experience, I think, you know, to get these kids out there.
Yeah, Iowa's wrestling area, man.
It is. You're right, 100%.
But, to see what it is, you know, the top guys out there,
it's
pretty... It's fun to watch, and it lets these kids realize what level they have to be at as well.
Correct, yeah. No, I agree. Couldn't have said any better.
Yeah. All right. Well, again, Rudy, thank you very much. We appreciate your time and here on Saint Sports Weekly, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you, guys.
All right. That's Rudy Corpus. Thank you very much. Saint Sports Weekly here at 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.